Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Alexandra, you sent us a couple of pictures of something that really, really grinds your gears. And I have to say, no matter what kind of a car park you're in, and no matter what kind of a car you're driving, or what kind of a space you're looking for, I would have that car lifted and dumped out into the street. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. This is a picture you took of a car parked across two mother and baby spaces.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, it happened last week. And unfortunately, it happens very often. So I just wanted to chat to you to kind of, let's say, tell the stories, because there's a few of them that are similar.
Yeah.
And just kind of make people aware of why parents with kids need those wider spaces. So it's not about the proximity to the entrance to the shop. I don't care how close or far it is from the entrance to the shop. That's not what I care about. What I care about is that those spaces are a lot wider. And why do we need them wider? Because when you have a child in a car seat, you need to be able to fully open the door without touching the neighboring car to be able to get your child out of the car seat and outside of the car. So that is why we need those wider spaces. That's why they are special spaces for parents with kids, and not to be willingly, kneelingly taken by anybody just because they are close to the entrance to the shop and they figured, why not, you know? So basically, I was in my local supermarket last week, and I have kids, but I didn't have them with me. I have two car seats in the back of the car, so if anybody looked, they could have said, oh, she has kids with her. But I still, because my ethics wouldn't allow me, I went and parked in a regular car space because I did not need a wide parent and child space at the time. And yet, like a few car spaces after me, where there were indeed parent and child spaces, two cars, one after another, parked in a designated space without having any kids with them, without having any car seats, without having anything. And I initially wanted to just go back to my car and just go home, but I was just so enraged because I could remember other situations when this was really, like, it really frustrated me. So I'll give you a couple of examples.
Yeah.
One time I had one child with me, a toddler, and I was pregnant with my second. And I was in a different car park. What I want to say is that it happens everywhere. It's not just in a area in town. Like, all the people all around Cork and surrounding areas, they kind of have similar mentalities, which, you know, you can't say they're all just people from whatever side of the city or whatever.
No, I have to agree with you, Alexandra. I mean, I've never, because my kids are older, since those spaces began to appear, I've never used one because my kids are, as we say in Cork, big and ugly enough to walk for themselves and don't need back seats, you know, don't need car seats anymore. But I can't understand. And I often do see people with no child, and they're getting into these spaces.
That's it. So one time, that time when I was pregnant and I also had a toddler with me, I circled and circled to find one of these parent and child spaces. I couldn't find one because they were all taken. And yes, you guessed it, half of those people who took those spaces did not need those spaces. So I just parked in a regular spot. There were two spaces, two empty spaces, one next to each other. So I said, okay, chance, hopefully. And I parked a little bit further away, so I said, chances are, you know, this second space will still be empty when I need to be back. So I have space to get in the car. But unfortunately, I went, I did my shopping. When I came back, all spaces were occupied around my car. So I could not get into the car. I couldn't get into the car. I tried and I tried and I tried, and I just couldn't fit with my belly to open the door to get in. And I actually started crying, hormonal as I was with the pregnancy, but also for the injustice of, you know, I couldn't find a space that was there for me to use because somebody else was using it. And here I am stuck, not being able to get into my car.
Yeah, so you are, you've got a toddler and you're heavily pregnant yourself. So, you know, awkward at the best of times.
Very, very. So at that time, a gentleman that was kind of, he was there looking to get into his car as well, but kind of on the other side, saw the struggles and he came over, like he didn't want to upset me any further and stuff. But he did say, look, if you want, just if you want, kind of like, I don't want to upset you further. He said, I can squeeze in and take the car out for you, because he was like a slender figure and not pregnant anyway. And so I gave him my car keys and he took the car out and I was able to get into the car with my toddler. That's one of the stories.
Yeah.
Another time I was in a different shopping center. And again, I had a look around. I couldn't find any parent and child space. And I actually managed to see that across the way, there was somebody leaving from one of those spaces. So I just kind of went as quickly as I could over with the car, obviously. But there was somebody else there, just maybe a minute before me, and was signalizing that they wanted to go use that space. And I had a quick glance and I saw that person was alone in the car. There was no kids, no nothing. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, I have my kids with me. I need this space. So I signalized that I'm getting into that space. And the woman started kind of making signs and whatever and just going like, I'm going. And I just lowered my window and I respectfully asked her, I said, do you have kids with you? And she was like, no, like as in kind of, what does that have to do with anything? And I was like, because this is a parent and child space, you know, and I have my kids with me and I need to use this space because it's wider. And she was like, but I was here first and waiting and stuff. And I was like, I said, it's not about who was here first. It's about who has priority for this spot, which is me with the child in the back.
Yeah.
So she wasn't happy. She started shouting. So I just put my window up and I just waited until she actually left. And I could park in that space. And I wasn't being rude or anything.
No, you weren't. Actually, Alexandra, she was being rude. She was attempting to space jump you. She was attempting to space jump you, and you stared her down. Fair play to you.
Look, I'm stubborn like that sometimes, but when I know I'm, you know, it's my right, and it's, you know, it's just, it felt so unfair, you know, so unfair. And these are just two things. Like the other week when I told you that these two people parked in the car spaces, and although I did not need the space, but I just felt the injustice for other people. Like that were like me at some point in their life, you know, that they needed the space and they couldn't get it. So I approached these two people last week. First, it was a woman. And I said to her very respectfully, very low tone, very, you know, I just said, look, I mean, you might not realize, but this is a space for parent and child. And I said, I'll tell you why they need it is because it's wider, so we need to be able to open the doors and stuff, you know. I was just trying to educate in case she thought it's just closer and that's it, that's the only difference. She was like, yeah, I'll keep that in mind for next time, and she just walked away.
And the other thing, the picture that you sent, which again to describe it for people, is two of these spaces and someone has parked a car down the middle.
In the middle, yeah. So, like, I don't know. Like, it's just enraging, you know, to see people not only, like, taking the piss with the spaces that they take, but also, like, using two of them, you know. It's just something else.
Because what, and it's not a picture that we would be sharing because there's numbers on it and stuff like that. But here's the thing, it's in a car park. So if you can imagine, if people listening to me can imagine, so you've got the space and like you've got two sets of wheels. You've got the one side of the cars in one space and the other set of cars in another space. They're taking up two spaces, including one of those wide ones. Like, who is that lazy, you have to ask, Alexandra?
Exactly. And I did, and after the lady, a gentleman also parked on one of those spaces. And I also went and approached him because it just happened straight after. So I also went to approach him and tell him, you know, this is wider, this is whatever. And I actually got scared then, and I was like, oh my God, what if I overstepped? What if, because he got verbally aggressive and stuff, and he was taller than me, and, you know, like, just, I was actually regretting talking to him than approaching him, because I was like, oh my God, what if I just get in trouble now for, you know, standing for what's fair? But, you know, what if I get in trouble now? I kind of slowly backed away.
No, I think there's a bit of response coming into you, Alexandra, and I think you're dead right. I think you're absolutely right. I have never used one of those parent spaces because they came on stream after my kids needed them. So I've never used one, ever.
Yes.
You know, I just don't...
I would love to see them regulated. Apologies, sorry, I thought you finished talking.
You're okay,
talking.
Fine. You're okay.
No,
you're
I wanted to say that... I wish they would be regulated like the disabled parking, you know, like you should only park there if you need it and if you're like if you're entitled to park there. If not, you know, people should be able to should get a fine for parking in those spaces.
Well, in the old days of a car park attendant, a parking attendant could come up and say to you, I'm sorry, no, but you've no child in that car. You can't be parking there.
You know, one of the times I actually did go to, there wasn't a car park attendant, but in the supermarket, there's like a security person at the entrance of the supermarket. And I said, look, this person parked here. I couldn't find the space. And I said, just to let you know, I parked on two spaces because I have the two kids with me and I need to open both doors on both sides, not just one, you know. So I said, I parked on two spaces, normal spaces. I am aware of that. But I said, there's many cars parked there that shouldn't be parked there. And I said, I can point a few to you. And they were like, oh, sure, well, there's nothing we can do. And la, 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 very, very apologetic. But, you know, nothing was happening. Like,
nothing was going to happen,
they said they can't enforce it. I did hear in the newspaper about a lady getting a fine in a different kind of car park up in Dublin, that although she had her kids with her, she parked on a, listen to this, she parked on a parent and child space, but she got a fine because she left the kids in the car, so they were older, let's say the kids, she left them in the car and she did her shopping and she came back. So they argued that because she did not need to take her kids out of the car, therefore she did not need the wider space.
It's a fair point.
So they fined her.
It's a fair point. Alexandra, thank you for that. These parent and child spaces. Now, one person has gotten on here and said, look, I've heard you're anonymous, and that's fine. I have a bad back. I can't get disabled parking. So, yeah, I use the wider spaces. Not all suffering is open to the human eye. Thanks. And that is a point. And I was waiting for someone to come in with that. But there wouldn't be too many of you out there, is what I'd be suggesting. You know? I certainly would never use one because I don't need it. Margaret says, I think the people that don't have children and park in mother and baby spaces or parent and child spaces, their number plate should be written down and reported to the store and called out over the loudspeaker, and they should be fined for illegal parking, says Margaret. Yes, Alexandra's right. This drives me mad. Some people just don't think and they're very selfish. I remember being heavily pregnant and had a toddler with me. All the spaces were taken by people with no kids, says Anna. Surely a person with a bad back should park in the disability spots, of which there are loads. You see, the problem there is, unless you have a blue badge, you can't use those. You're right, there are loads of them, and rightly so these days. Now, it says you don't, I'm being told here, you don't need a blue badge in a car park. But I'm not 100% certain about that. I if someone is the holder of a blue badge and can tell us that in a car park, in a private car park or an off-street car park or a shopping centre car park like a Tesco or a Super Value or a Dunn's, can you pull in?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Into the disabled spaces without a blue badge. I don't think that you can. I just don't know that you can. In Tesco Ballincollig, for example, there's an entire row of those disability spaces, and they're always empty. Yeah. Can you put, there's a question, and someone's bound to know. Someone will tell us at 083-396-9696, or pick up the phone to us, 0818-969696. And we all know on the street, you have to display the blue badge before you can use the disability spaces. But in a car park like a Dunn's or a Tesco's or a Super Value or wherever, do you actually have to have a blue badge? Do you have to have a blue badge? We'll check that out. We'll definitely check that out because it's a good question. An excellent question. Another thing about those spaces is they always tend to be quite close to the shop for a very simple reason. If you're out there with maybe a buggy and a toddler and yourself, and God knows, as poor Alexandra was, the next child on the way, the shorter the walk you have to the supermarket, the better, because children will go in all different directions known to man. And you'd want to be able to corral them into the shop. Yes, you do. And we're being told very quickly here on the phone, you do need the blue badge in a car park, in a shopping centre. You do. Thanks for that. I have one for MS, says this caller, and I need it to go to the shops or the cinema or anything like that. Thank you. That clarifies that. No, that was a good question. Do you need a blue badge to use those disability spaces in the supermarket car parks? And the answer is, I would have thought it was, and indeed it is. The answer is yes. Okay, very happy now to clarify this once and for all. You absolutely do need a blue badge to park in a disability spot anywhere, whether it be in a car park or on the street. You need a blue badge everywhere. You can be fined if you don't have one and you use one of the spots. I've spoken to shop owners who are blue in the face from saying it to people to stop parking in the spots, says Geraldine. Not only is it a criminal offence, but a traffic warden who finds you parked in one will issue a fine of 150 as opposed to a standard parking fine of 40 euros, says that message. A badge must be displayed. Blue badge required for all spaces. It's an offence to park in these spaces. So we've clarified that one. Thank you for that. Bernie says, fair enough, have the spaces and enforce them for parents. But there should also be enforcement for kids that can't behave themselves in shopping centres. You see them running up and down the aisles and there's no one will say a word to the parents about it. It's unfair. Bernie, I'm with you, Carl. I go down and do me a few bits in Tesco's and there's nothing worse than toddlers running around grabbing stuff out of the shelves. Not that they're doing any harm to anybody, but they're just, you could fall over one. They come up behind you, they'll catch you in the backs of the legs and they'll trip you up. And you're at fault. If you trip over a running toddler, you're in fault. Yes, yes, yes. I know that parents have to take their children to the shopping centre. I did it myself. Stick them into the seat inside in the trolley. Or put them into the, get the bigger trolley and put them into the trolley. Don't have them running around the floor of the shop. No, 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 no. Because then you know what will happen then? They'll spill eggs. Or, no. Now, Brendan was on to 083-396-9696. He says, I must correct you and say you can't use your blue card in the private car parks, at least not all of them. In fact, the ones where enforcement is run by a well-known Dublin company don't recognise them. I know this as my wife has such a permit. Does that mean, Brendan, that you can't park for free in a car park with your badge? Or what? Or that you don't... I'm a little confused, because what we were asking was whether the disabled spaces in the car parks, you need a blue badge to use those. And I think we've established that you have. Maybe text us again, Brendan, or maybe even call us at 0818 96 96 96. There's a point in there somewhere. I can't quite grasp it. But thank you. There's a problem with those car parks. I know that. Is it true? For example, here's another question. Is it true that if you have a blue badge and you park on the street in a disabled bay, that you don't need to put up a disc? Is that true? I do not know. But the same extension, is it true that if you go into a space where a multi-story, for example, where you have to pay, that you don't have to pay with the blue badge? These are questions that I do not know the answer to, so I'd be interested in knowing. 0818 96 96 96. I know we've gone off on another tangent in the conversation from where Alexandra started it about people parking rather stupidly, but hey, we'll go where the conversation takes us. Brendan, appreciate you calling us back just to clarify one or two things. What's the story with the blue badge in the car parks? Good morning. Brendan?
Yeah, good morning, PJ. Sorry,
You're grand. There was something you wanted to clear up with me.
Yeah, in some of the car parks, there's two hospitals here now in Cork.
Yes.
South Infirmary and the orthopaedic.
Yes.
They have blue parking spaces.
Right.
But you can't use your car there. You've got to pay.
You have to pay, yes, okay.
Right?
They're there, but you still have to pay for them, okay?
You still have to pay for them.
Okay, okay. And is that the case in, for example, a multi-story as well?
You see, some of the shopping centres that have the open space outside are run by a Dublin company.
Sure.
No, you nearly have to look at a wall at the shops because they'd have a... they'd have a sign on the wall.
But if this car park has a disabled space and you have a blue badge,
you'll be allowed to use it for around 2 hours for your shopping, in other words.
Okay, okay. And would you have, in a multi-story then, where, say, I have to pay for my car, do you have to pay for yours because of the disability badge?
No.
You don't? Okay.
You don't.
Okay, okay. All right, and with regard to traffic wardens, if you're parked in a disabled bay and you don't have the blue badge up, the traffic warden will impose a fine on you?
They can indeed, yeah.
Okay, and here's another one, Brendan, for you. This just clarifies. If, for example, you can't find a disabled parking bay and you park in a regular space and you put up your blue badge in the street now, do you have to pay for that space?
I'm not too sure of that.
Okay.
I always thought you could with the corporation.
I see.
But I couldn't clarify that now.
That's okay. That's okay. Thank you for the call. Anyway, we're just trying to get... So we've gone down one particular road after talking to Alexandra, and it's about blue badges and where do you have to pay and where do you not have to pay. For example, here's one. Brendan seems to believe there now. If I go, and I'll just choose one. There's no point in not naming one. If I choose Paul Street, for argument's sake, and I drive into Paul Street in my little car, then I have to pay. But if you have a blue badge on your car, and you drive into Paul Street, and you park in one of those designated spaces, do you have to pay with your blue badge? Just, I'd like to clear that one up because I think a lot of people are confused about it. Okay, lots of different contributions coming in now. Hey, PJ, if it's a private car park, like the Q Park, you must still pay to park whether or not you have a badge. It's only free in the council run or the likes of Mahon or Wilton, where APC, Apoca, the Divils and Douglas are, as they will clamp you regardless, if that helps. I get that. Coming out of Grand Parade, this different thing. Linda says, coming out of the Grand Parade car park Saturday night, someone had parked in front of the exit. Oh, God. Right. Michelle, on blue badges in car parks. What's the story?
Yeah. How are you? In a multi-story car park, like Paul Street, Merchants Quay, all those kind of places, you still have to pay going in, and you still have to use your blue badge.
Okay.
You don't get in for free or anything. If you still have to produce the badge, like up on your dashboard or wherever you keep it, has to be visible. And the person that owns the blue badge has to be in the car at all times with the person that's driving it.
Yeah, like I can't just borrow someone's blue badge and park.
No. But like say, like my mom, now I'm always in the car with my mom. So she couldn't park in a parking space without me being there.
I see.
You know, and I think on Saturdays and Sundays in the city, now I wouldn't be 100% sure, I think you can park in kind of like, you know, delivery spots.
Right.
If you're not blocking an emergency exit or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but if it's a paying car park, whether or not you must pay. Okay,
you don't get it for free, no. And I know in Wilton Shopping Centre, if you park in the disabled parking spaces without a ticket or without the disabled thing on your dash, that you will get clamped.
Yeah, you'll get clamped.
You will get clamped, yeah.
I often wonder what point there is in that. Like, if you start clamping a car, you're only holding up the space for even longer.
Oh, exactly, yeah. But they're always around anyway, the clamping clothes, they're always around.
Oh, I know.
You know.
I know. Yeah. Geraldine is on the phone saying that many private car parks fine you if you use a disabled space without a blue badge, but it's their own enforcement, not traffic warden or the guards. That's what you're saying, isn't it? That if I go go into a private car park and I go into a disabled space and I don't have a blue badge, I'll come back to find a clamp.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And the thing too with the discoloured water, no, I don't have any, but
okay.
I'm actually visually impaired myself.
Right.
And a tip to any people that's visually impaired that has a little bit of sight, that can see kind of colour, differences in colours, like kind of contrast.
Okay.
If they get a white bowl and put the water into the white bowl, if it's brown or a dark colour, they'll see the contrast against the white bowl.
Good point.
Also, there's actually apps on, if you have an iPhone, I think they have them on the Galaxy Samsungs now. It's called Be My Eyes.
Right.
People with sight can register for it as well as blind people, and you just put in your details and say, if I go on Be My Eyes and go into it, so if I want to know the colour of a top or has it got flowers or whatever like that, you actually talk to a person, but could be anyone in the world.
Wow.
And you can, they'll tell you then, like, you don't tell them your name or anything.
Okay.
You can tell them what part of the world you're in, or you can ask them, like, but it's not kind of a chat line thing or anything. You could just ask them kind of generally, like, oh, what part of the world are you from? And you might ask, what's the weather like over there?
Oh, I'm thinking this would be fierce handy for someone who's blue, red, green, colorblind, for example.
Yes. Or, like, you could like, do it, download it onto your phone, and somebody could ring you and you could help them. Like read out, say it could be a tablet box or are these blue shoes or red shoes or is this, you know, and there's another thing.
What's it called, Michelle?
It's called Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes. God, we must
look. Yes, it's an app you can download.
We must look at that.
And then there's another one. Then it's, there's another one. There's a couple of apps that you can actually get for blind.
We'll start with Be My Eyes and see where that brings us. Thank you, Michelle. That was we're learning a lot this morning, although we have kind of moved away from our original point, which Alexander was making, these parent and child spaces, people who park in those without a child in sight, or in the pictures that Alexander sent us, people who just carelessly park across two spaces. Like, that's the bit that annoys me even. Why it is, for example, when you go to a car park and you're going to park, and whether you be disabled or able-bodied, whether you be a parent or not, you go into a car park, and for every idiot who parks across two spaces, you're just making a mess of it for the rest of us. Do you know, why can't, like, the car parks, the spaces are wide enough. Why can't you just park in one space, go in between the two lines? That would drive it drives me mad when I see it. Moreover, when I see it happening in a place like Patrick's Hill, one particular morning last week, I was coming in, and as you know, car parking spaces on Patrick's Hill are now like hen's teeth. There's about 10 of them in the morning, and you're lucky to get them. They're grand spaces if you can get one. But the other morning, there was this Aegis. I wouldn't mind if he was driving a Sherman tank. A little, small, tiny little car. Small little yoke. I'd put it into the boot of my own, and I'd drive a small car. Across two spaces. I mean, come on.
Cork's 96 FM.